When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Morning, it's Dave Plyer on 720 WGN. So one of the most iconic things to do at the Brookfield Zoo, as well as other zoos and museums across America, is to make a plastic souvenir of your favorite animal or favorite thing from the largest operator of plastic injection souvenir machines, and that's Moldorama. And joining us this morning is the man behind it all of the Chicagoland-based company, is Paul Jones. Good morning to you, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
You know, my wife and kids went to the zoo a few days before school started, and the first thing I said was, have a good time and get Daddy a blue dolphin from the Moldorama machine, a throwback experience that generations still love to this day.
Oh, yeah. And the machines are very strategically placed. That's the whole idea of them. It's kind of a little kiosk of its own, and usually when they're placed as close to the animal that it's making, the better they do.
I bet, because it's a great commemorative piece of their experience. Now, the original inventor, his name was Tyke Miller. He was credited for conceiving this freestanding plastic molding machine in the 1950s. Was he the inspiration behind all this?
Absolutely. He took it from in the late 50s, well, probably early 50s, he started a business making plastic figurines because he had busted a piece of his nativity set. And during the Korean War, they couldn't import from Italy and certain countries. So he made them. He started making them in his basement and selling them separately so that if somebody had broken a piece of their nativity, they could go out and replace, whether it be a shepherd or a camel or whatever. And that's how he started. And getting into the molding process of the plaster, he then moved into a plastic medium, and him and his number one man created a very primitive plastic injection machine. And they were making them in the late 50s and selling them at Sears and Kresge. They would have bins of them for a dime. And they're still available. You can see them on eBay every once in a while. They're referred to as Miller toys, and they're highly collectible. And it was working with those plastics that he then came up with the idea of taking that industrial machine and creating a vending machine out of it. So he closed up his factory and built a prototype, picked up everything out of Quincy, Illinois. That's where his factory was at, and moved his entire family and business to Los Angeles to chase his dream. And his first prototype was called Coinmatic, and he sold his ideas. He was only there for about 18 months when he sold his ideas to one of the largest vending companies at the time, and they were called Automated Retailers of America, or short ARA, and they're now still in business, but they're known as Aramark.
Aramark, yeah, that's pretty wild. And I know the machines made their first appearance at the 1962 Seattle World's Fair and at the New York's World's Fair, and then eventually making it over to some of the museums and so forth. But I'll tell you, there's something to be said. You know, you said they sold these at SS Kresge, the pieces and stuff. There's something to be said about putting the coin in, because you feel like you're part of the production experience, like you're part of making it yourself.
Oh, definitely. You are the operator.
Yeah.
And sometimes that could be the most difficult part of our machine, is because you're the operator, but you can't touch any of the controls.
That's true.
So, you know, it is primarily a plastic injection machine. So it does have little fine tuning that has to be done. And that's probably where we become the most or more successful of the groups. How we've been able to survive for so long is because we check our machines frequently and do that little fine tuning to make sure that they're dependable and that they're going to work from one day to the next.
And your family's been involved in the business since the early 70s. How did that opportunity come about?
Well, that's a really funny story. My dad is a Michigan State grad, graduated with a degree in accounting, mm-hmm. and he was working for a vending company, and he was in charge of a whole room full of accountants. And he had a secretary, and after a bad day at the office, he was talking to her. She was very close to retirement. He says, "I should retire too, and we could both get out of here." And she says, "You know, my husband and I were just talking about finding a buyer to his business so that he can retire and we can travel around the country." And it turns out that he ran the machine at Brookfield Zoo and the Museum of Science and Industry. And he met him. He basically volunteered with him for about a year to learn the business on weekends.
Wow.
He would go out to Brookfield Zoo and work with him and learn the business and learn the machines. And then in 1971, he bought those two existing accounts from him. And he was actually still making payments to ARA at the time because he bought the machines when ARA liquidated them. So, and from that point on, it pretty much was, you know, a family business. I grew up at the zoos and the locations, you know, I would pal around with my dad and do that.
That's pretty cool. And what I also found fascinating, Paul, is that there really isn't new machines that have been manufactured. These are all original. So you're not making new machines out there. You're repurposing them. You're fixing them. You're creating new molds. But the machines are all original, every single one of them.
Every single one of them. And we have about 100 machines, and we operate about 60 of them around the country. And the rest are either in deplorable condition. It's kind of like a Molderama graveyard. Mm-hmm. We go to it from time to time. But it takes a significant amount of time to rebuild a machine because we rebuild it kind of like some of the TV shows you see nowadays where they rebuild muscle cars,
yeah.
Old antique cars. We tear it down completely. Every last nut and bolt comes apart. When we put it all back together again, to make sure it's going to be dependable with some of the new technologies. But most of the technology is still the very same mechanical technology that was developed in the late 1950s.
I was looking here. There's, you know, 27 of these in or so in Chicago at Brookfield Zoo. Specifically, and at the Museum of Science and Industry, the Lincoln Park Zoo, the Willis Tower Field Museum, but you're also at the Henry Ford Museum in Dearborn, the San Antonio Zoo in Texas, the Milwaukee County Zoo, and then other places all over.
Yeah, we go as far north as St. Paul, Minnesota, as far down south as San Antonio, Texas. mostly we are based right here out of Chicago because that's where the business was started, and we slowly began to get requests from around the Midwest, and we would go a little bit of a distance. We went up into Milwaukee and started a relationship with the Milwaukee County Zoo in the late 70s, and then we have 13 machines up there now. We go up there once a week to make sure the machines are working.
Wow.
Up there. It's early 80s, another operator of these machines was getting close to retirement, and he was out of Minnesota, and my dad and him had worked together for years. So when he said, "I'm ready to retire," he sold his business to my dad. And that was pretty much the point. I can remember my dad, I was working with him, and he says, "You enjoy doing this." And that's when we decided to go multi-state.
Yeah,
we bought him out, and we went down into Texas and up into Minnesota, and the business grew right then. That's pretty much when we became the largest operator.
That's fantastic. And then even this year's a big milestone because it was 50 years ago, according to your files, that the first Molderama machine first appeared at Brookfield Zoo. So 50 years at the zoo. Congrats on that.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we're really proud of that. Brookfield is actually our home. It's where I grew up. It's my dad still lives half a mile from the zoo. It's where our offices are at.
That's awesome.
It's a great community, and Brookfield Zoo has been very good to us over the years. As you know, the machines have gotten older. They've worked with us to help us, stay popular, and be a venue to their guests. And it's been a whole lot of fun. I grew up through it, so it means a lot to us.
And there was a new mold introduced at Brookfield to celebrate the 50th anniversary. What was that?
Well, what we did for the anniversary, we talked to the zoo and said, we want to do something to commemorate it. So we're going to have a new mold made. And they had a few ideas, but we said, what we'd like to do is go to our customers, to the guests of the zoo, and see what they wanted. So we posted on our Facebook page that we were going to make a new mold, and we took in probably a couple of hundred suggestions. And some of the stipulations were it had to be a new mold, you know, had to be appropriate. And we settled upon like three suggestions. One was a peacock. One is the mold that we put in, which is a bison. Something was like the arches at Brookfield Zoo. And then we put it on a poll on our website and let people vote on it. And overwhelmingly, the bison brought in well over, a quarter of a million votes, I believe. And people really wanted it. So that being the zoo's logo as well, it just felt totally appropriate to make that for them. And it came out really nice, and it's been very popular at the zoo.
Again, check out Moldorama's Facebook page, and if you want to know where to find a Moldorama machine in Chicagoland and across America, visit Moldorama, MoldoraMA.com. Paul, thanks again for joining us this morning, and congratulations.
Thank you, Dave.
All right, news is next on 720 WGN.